other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Kaiser's popping in for two segments to his final report from the Middle East for us. We are live. It is Monday, the 7th day of March, 2011. We're going to go to Steve, Dana, Bill, Mary, Bobby, and others. I've got a bunch of really informative, very good questions that came in on Twitter. We're going to answer some more of the questions as well coming up at the bottom of the hour. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. If you want to follow us there, there's the site. Let's go ahead and jam in a call or two before Kaiser comes on with us. Let's talk to Steve in Illinois. Steve, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller and big supporter. I'm also a musician under the name SDM, who have written and recorded songs influenced by the topics you discuss that reach thousands on the Internet.
Well done.
I wanted to ask you, what's that? I
said, well done.
But I wanted to ask you if you saw the band Muse performing the song The Resistance on the Grammys.
I did see a clip of it online where they had, like, SWAT teams and riot police coming after him, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. I couldn't believe they let him do it.
Well, I'll tell you, Muse, Bellamy, the only links they've got on their official website to news are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PropagandaMatrix.com. It's Watson's mirror of Prison Planet. And I got Bellamy on. He's a big fan. And then I was so stupid, I only had the Austin number, which was just the cell phone of his Austin helper, and I could not get through their management, which is fine. I don't even care, whatever. But I know that Muse are fans of the show, and that is certainly exciting. I did talk to Dave Mustaine this weekend. He's going to be coming back on the show. Dave gave me a call. I want to say hi to Dave and his wife that are listening. So he's going to be back on the show. But there's so many prominent media people that do know what's going on.
Yeah, Dave's awesome. But I just want to thank you for everything you do and have done. And I will continue my fight in the info war. So God bless you.
Well I appreciate that, Steve. Let me ask you a question. When you've been sick a few days and you're almost well, you think you're, you know, ready to go back to work, but I have been a little bit punch drunk today. Do you think I should have sat it out today, or has the show been okay?
Oh, the show's been great.
Okay, well, thanks for putting up with me, because my brain's not working. I'm constantly saying something and having to think for the answer. I feel fine, but my brain feels, well, you know how it feels. Let's go ahead and talk to Dana in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call. Wishing you a speedy and full recovery. My question is in regard to the Federal Reserve. I recently saw a movie, a video by Clint Richardson, a We Are Change member in Utah. The movie was Corporation Nation. And he expounds on Walter Berrien's work and your work on the Comprehensive Financial Annual Report. And he raises a question at the end of that video that I wanted to put out to you. As a private corporation, the Federal Reserve is required to issue a comprehensive financial report. Wouldn't a review of that report serve the same purpose as an audit of the Fed?
Yes, it would. It would have a similar effect. But again, it took us decades to just get the public to realize we have a private Federal Reserve running the country. Much less get them to realize that there's double sets of books for the school district, water districts, counties, cities, states, every federal agency. And again, in the last 50 years, 50 plus years, most of those investments that were off budget were put basically into the foreign banks and have now been stolen through derivatives. So a lot of that is gone. Because it isn't enough for the globalists don't want to make you rich. They want to create bubbles so they can consolidate power. That pop the bubbles, then they're the only ones with money that can come back in and buy up everything else for pennies on the dollar. We'll be right back. Good question.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, so this weekend, I was sent a clip of Max Keiser in Cairo, and with a very satisfied, satiated look in his eye, as if he was giving me the Holy Grail, he walks over to some guy in the square and says, "Tell Alex Jones your message." And the guy says, "Alex, it was not just people from Facebook here in the square. The revolution was real." And then Keiser, with a very satisfied look, says, "See, Alex," that we could probably even play that ridiculous clip. I guess implying that I'm saying none of this rebellion is real. No, I know that it's caused because of dollar devaluation worldwide. And so it costs more for these people making on average $2 a day or less to buy their food. But I also know that they sent Alberti in 2 weeks before this implosion began. I said 3 weeks ago that there would be SAS commandos inside Libya. Watson wrote about it 12 days ago. Now it's confirmed. 5 months ago, Lindsey Williams on this radio show said his big oil company exec source told him that they would destabilize the Middle East, order out of chaos. So I'm not saying that there aren't people rebelling in Ireland and Greece and here in the U.S. against austerity. I'm saying it's being steered and controlled. So it's more of a nuanced issue. It's not even nuanced. I guess it would be called nuanced for some. That there's multifaceted things going on here. Saudi Arabia is having demonstrations all over it. So there's a lot of things happening here, but the question is, why is it starting now? Now, he just got back from his week-long visit in the Middle East, and to give us any final reports on that from Paris is Max Kaiser. Max, good to have you with us.
Hey, Alex Jones. Yeah, we were gone for 2 weeks. We were in Beirut and then Cairo. And, yeah, we did that report from Tahrir Square, which was the made famous from all the reports from the revolution in Cairo. And I found, so I was talking to some people actually about Alex Jones. Your name is known amongst the revolutionaries in Egypt and in Cairo, which I was surprised to hear. Because after we did that clip talking to that guy in the square, people were like, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. They're like they thought you were there. They were looking for you. But I said, no, it's just me, Max Kaiser. They seemed disappointed.
Well, they just don't know how good you are, Max. Max, I'm not saying that Hosni Mubarak wasn't evil and there wasn't a hunger to overthrow him. All I'm saying is now they've put in one of his generals, one of his adjuncts, is in control there. But I mean, confirming
his number two took over. Then he resigned, and now this new guy, they actually put a new guy in yesterday, as Wayne Mattson was talking about in his, right before, a few minutes ago, I was listening to Wayne Mattson's interview, and he made some really good points. He talked about the fact that they have put in now a new prime minister that the people are happy with. If this guy doesn't perform, then they're going to demand another prime minister.
No, that's what you said last week, so you're right. In fact, here's Reuters. Knives, petrol bombs return to Cairo streets. And it says that men with plain clothes, armed with swords and petrol bombs, attacked protesters in Cairo on Sunday night during a demonstration demanding reform of security services with a reputation for brutality, witnesses said. So this clearly shows the security services are in plain clothes attacking the peaceful demonstrators, which does show that somebody in the government, I mean, these corrupt mafia security services want to try to get the public back in line.
Right. The security services, the secret police, what happened on Sunday and on Saturday is that the protesters who stormed a lot of these government buildings, they stormed into the secret service area buildings where they do all the torture. You know, America outsources its torture to Egypt, and one of those locations is in Cairo. And so the public stormed in there, and they started ripping the place apart, and they found a lot of the Secret Service guys are trying desperately to shred documents ahead of the protesters coming in and getting all the videotapes. They found videotapes with apparently Mubarak's regime had videotapes of famous Egyptian people and celebrities and compromising sex scandals and all this type
of
thing. Yeah, so they're trying
to... Tell us more about that. So certainly... Certainly then, the globalists saw a revolution coming. They tried to control it, but they're not able to control it.
Yeah.
Look at how the rebels, backing up what you're saying, I'm just trying to throw out both perspectives here. Look at how the rebels, even against Gaddafi, didn't want the SAS's help and have grabbed the British troops.
Yeah, in Cairo, which I think is a very interesting situation of all of the countries in revolt right now. Because it's a very well-educated population, and they are really got their heads screwed on straight in terms of wanting to write a new constitution, and they know how to pressure the government. Obviously, they've demonstrated that they can put in a new government if they want to. But, yeah, the secret police, the guys who are, they're now looking to arrest the secret police and to prosecute the secret police. So the secret police that are still hanging around are, they're panicking. And they're out there trying to cause mayhem. But the size of the protest and the knowledge base of the protesters who are using the social media to exchange. When I was in Cairo just last night, Alex, I'm in Paris now. I just arrived here 3 hours ago. From my hotel room in Cairo, I was following the Twitter streams of protesters swapping information about where these secret police were, where what they're doing, who do we send over there to swarm them, you know, flash mob, take them, you know, surround them. And they're just using the tool of Twitter in real time. I was watching this, and they, one of the buildings they said is on fire. I could see the smoke from my hotel room, and I could watch the interaction between social media, Twitter, the activists, and their desire to overthrow the corrupt government and all the secret police really in real time.
Well, what you just said, for those that don't know, is confirmed here by Reuters, that the demonstrators have been breaking into the Interior Ministry's facilities that serve as a domestic spy agency. So basically the public's breaking into the threat fusion centers, the spying torture centers.
Yep, yep, yep. And, of course, we know that under the Bush administration that they outsourced through the what they call extraordinary rendition. They send prisoners. I did a film for this for Al Jazeera about a guy named Abu Omar, who they kidnapped in Milan, Italy, and sent to a torture center in Egypt. And they got busted by the Italian police because they, the Italian police, because of the drug laws and anti-drug laws, are so harsh and fierce that they foolishly went in violation of the Italian police, and it triggers an immediate investigation that, that goes around the government because they carved this out to fight the Cosa Nostra there. And this set up a situation where the CIA was revealed to have spent $500,000 to $600,000 on luxury hotels in Milan and Venice, pursuing this guy Abu Omar to put him on a flight to Egypt for torture. It was a an Italian national that they suspected of bad things. And so anyway, these extraordinary rendition flights, and there's an excellent book on this called Ghost Plane from a guy who I interviewed in this film, talking about all the unmarked planes that are out.
Well, one of the CIA ghost planes crashed a few years ago with 3.5 tons of pure cocaine in Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. So this was they broke into this torture center. There's a few of them in the country. They're gathering information. They're getting all this information. They're going to make public this information. But yeah, the few guys that are still left, they're being pursued by the new activists to be prosecuted and brought to justice when they have a justice system in place. So they're panicking, and I don't give them good odds. In being successful, these protesters in Egypt and in Cairo, in my opinion, is really the nerve center for the entire. What even Wayne Mattson said in your previous interview, he talked about this global revolution. You know, we've been talking about it on your show, the global insurrection against banker occupation. It is a global event, and I think in Wisconsin they're revolting against their corrupt dictator Scott Walker, and I really. I'm surprised that the people who are protesting against Scott Walker and fighting the protesters don't understand that everyone who's involved here, you're either part of the kleptocracy of Scott Walker or you're a peasant. It's not about right, left, neoliberal, conservative. They're all peasants. Everyone living in Wisconsin is a peasant if you're not Scott Walker. Everyone living in Ohio, in Illinois, in New York, in California. If you're not on the Goldman Sachs partner list, you're a peasant. And this is a peasant's revolt in Wisconsin, just like it's a peasant's revolt in Cairo. But it's a peasant revolt armed with technology and social media. You know, had the revolutionaries in France, where I am now in Paris, 200 and something years ago, revolted back then, and they had these tools available, they would be using these tools for the same reason, to fight the same corrupt bankers for the same reason. So history repeats itself. It's just the technology.
Well, to be clear, though, Max, I agree with you that, I mean, it's a fact that if you've got $1,500 trillion in derivatives, that Scott Walker and, you know, the governor in New Jersey, not just Wisconsin, saying let's cut, you know, unions bargaining, that's going to fix the economy. I mean, that is literally a joke.
Yeah, but because what about the people, you know, this whole idea about all these union folks, government union folks are getting a sweet deal. Why not look at it the other way around and ask yourself, why are the people who are not getting that sweet deal getting a sweet deal? In other words, why should the people who are not getting a good deal be fighting the people who are workers and getting a good deal? Shouldn't they all be fighting for a good deal against the people who stole their money, including Scott Walker and the corrupt bankers?
But what I was going to say, Max, and we'll come back and talk more about this, is that, yes, it's a scapegoat to go after the unions. But when you have statements by Michael Moore about anybody's money in America is a natural resource and belongs to everybody else, it's the image of the government coming and taking middle-class people's money to then give it to the unions. That's the issue. So it's the big banksters playing the unions off against the middle class when we should be together against the banksters. Then we can fight it out later amongst ourselves.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Okay, let's play this short clip of Michael Moore, because here's the other side of the issue. When you have government unions always pushing for more, and having cops out there revenue generating for their own pensions. That's the other side, and that's why somebody like Governor Walker looks legitimate to conservatives, because he's saying, oh, look, middle class, The unions are robbing you. My point is the big mega banks have set up this architecture, and you could get rid of all the unions, all the pension funds. It still wouldn't pay a fraction of the derivatives that this country signed on to. That's my point. Here's Michael Moore.
This country is not broke. State of Wisconsin is not broke. There's a ton of cash in this country, trillions of dollars of it. But it's a finite amount. There is only so much cash. All right? What's happened is that we've allowed a vast majority of that cash to be concentrated in the hands of just a few people. And they're not circulating that cash. If you don't believe that, go try and get a loan right now. They're sitting on the money. They're using it for their own stuff. They're putting it someplace else. They have no interest in helping you with your life with that money. We've allowed them to take that. That's not theirs. That's a national resource. That's ours. That we all have this. We all benefit from this, and we all suffer.
So it's a natural resource. Now, what he said was partially true. The bankers have gotten the $28 trillion plus, hoarded it for themselves. If they do give you a loan, some credit card loans, APR, are now 79.9%. Last time I checked, it was 69. So now it's 79. In fact, they won't believe that. Put up the CNN for me. Show them that. So yeah, that's true. But the person that gets taxed is an Alex Jones. And then you do have these arrogant government workers who think they're God. That's the point I'm making, Max Kaiser.
Well, you bring up a few points. First of all, I do not. I'm not in Michael Moore's camp. Never have been. Because he's not financially literate. Ron Paul is financially literate, and he makes great statements about why we should get rid of the CIA and these other things, because it's a complete waste of money. But Michael Moore, when he talks about capitalism or finance or markets, he's obviously illiterate on these subjects. His film Capitalism, A Love Story, tries to be critical of capitalism, but never really describes anything having to do with the capitalist system. He is simply a guy who is playing into his very limited understanding of these issues and then building a polemic around this limited understanding. And he has great support amongst a lot of people, but his underlying points don't make any economic sense. Now, in the case of Wisconsin, the way I would differentiate my views in terms of why I think there's a regime change necessary, Scott Walker should go, and that these union workers should not be vilified, is because the problem inherently is not the concentration of capital or concentration of wealth, and the problem is not that we need wealth redistribution. The problem, looking at it from the point of view of the fact that the American economy has been financialized over the past 30 years, that is to say most of the profits come from Wall Street and the financialization.
It's been turned into a paper fiat fraud derivative counterfeit system, not
Right. Keeping that in mind, it's not about redistributing wealth. It's about redistributing risk. And by redistributing risk, you can affect a more egalitarian economy by making getting rid of the moral hazard, by getting rid of the fact that when bankers make mistakes, they get rewarded. Applying real risk for
they've got a rigged game, like it's a casino, as you always say, where the house always wins. I mean, it's a rigged game. This is not capitalism. This is a fascist fraud that we're living in.
The casino analogy is a good one. In America, the house always wins, and that's the casino gulag mentality. And it's completely wrong. What you need in a good working capitalist free market society is you need to have equal risks and equal rewards. If someone's willing to take a risk, and if they lose, they're penalized. And then that creates a certain creative destruction, as it's called in economic circles, and people are challenging themselves to take risks and be entrepreneurial and create jobs. But right now, the risk is born by the 99% of the population that can't afford to take the risk, and all the rewards are sucked up by that top 1% who's got the political clout to channel all the reward into their pockets, and every time they make a bad bet, they get the government to impose austerity measures on the population. That's the issue that I think is at the heart of all of the underlying economic issues.
Tell you what, finish up on the other side. This is important. finish up on this definition issue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Important questions you guys sent in via Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We're talking to Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. And I'm also going to get to some of the folks that are holding. Your phone calls are coming up here in a few minutes as well. But Max, finishing up, because I agree with the economic analysis you're giving of what a true free market system is versus what we have now, which is a rigged financial terrorist predatory consolidation system. Then the big bankers openly fund communism and socialism as a way to then give a false alternative to the public, who then run away from the bankers and call for socialism, which then only communalizes the wealth, which only allows the bankers to steal it even that much more easily.
Well, it's the socialism by and for the bankers, because they get the government to pay them a huge annual bonus and salary. They are living in a socialist world. Everyone else is forced to live in a capitalist world, what's left. But to just finalize that point, and by the way, Alex, you know, you got to play my clip from Russia Today, my two-minute clip. I don't know why you're delaying on this, but this is a fantastic clip that I sent Matt. You should play that clip. But anyway, getting to my point, with this Wisconsin debate, the people who are attacking these public sector unions are helping the Koch brothers. So you have to ask yourself, which is a bigger leech on the Wisconsin and the national economy, the Koch brothers or these government unions? The answer, obviously, is the Koch brothers, because they're tied into the New World Order. The union people are just a sideshow. So what I'm saying is, attack the person that needs to be attacked, the Koch brothers, Scott Walker and the New World Order and the kleptocrats, and organize with these union people to push back in a Cairo-like revolution instead of fighting amongst yourselves, because you're just going to end up as petty.
No, but that's what they're doing, is the banksters are trying to get us to fight with each other over the crumbs instead of changing the overall architecture of the system.
Agreed. We're totally in agreement. And Michael Moore doesn't understand that, in my opinion, because he doesn't see the connection to the Koch brothers. He doesn't understand the way finance works, and he's an economic illiterate. That's why he made a great filmmaker. I thought Bowling for Columbine was a fantastic film, but when it comes to economics, he's tone deaf. He doesn't know anything that he's talking about.
Well, Max, you don't agree with victim disarmament, do you?
What does that mean?
Restricting the Second Amendment.
As I said on your show before, Alex Jones, the Second Amendment, as it was iterated in the Constitution by the Founding Fathers, is there for a specific reason, which would be if the White House is taken over by tyrants. If you recall, that's why they put that in there.
Yeah, imagine what would happen if the Egyptians would have firearms, then the secret police couldn't be running roughshod over them.
But they don't need firearms in this. There's 2 points there. First of all, in the Egyptian, there's no leaders and there's no violence. So, like a Gandhi-esque revolution. And by the way, people thought that could never happen again, but here we're seeing it in Cairo. You don't need weapons. But getting back to your point in the U.S., well, I've said on your show now 2 years ago, if that Second Amendment is there for a reason and it's supposed to be triggered by certain events, then I have to ask you and your listeners, What exactly are, you know, I mean, isn't the events foretold by the Founding Fathers? Haven't they come to pass? I mean, what's the deal here? I mean, you like to...
Well, Max, that's easy for you. You've bugged out over there to Paris.
I am part of the Internet revolution. My influence, look at what happened to silver price. On your show,
listen, I'm out of time.
Now it's at 36 and a half.
Max, I'm out of time.
Right here from my kitchen in Paris. You know how many people have become rich? And the revolution has been financed because of what we're saying right here. That's the revolution, my friend.
No, I fully hear you, Max, and I appreciate you joining us, Max Kaiser. We'll talk to you again soon. Max sent us this video clip that is on his TV show coming up in a few days. It hasn't aired yet, from Cairo, talking about the big European British banks laundering Gaddafi's money. So since he wants me to play this, I will play it, but I've got to get to your questions or I'll never get to your calls. And I've got some economic news I want to hit. Something I covered 2 weeks ago and that I then didn't cover last week. Guys, you have that CBS clip with the ATF agent saying that he was ordered to let machine guns and things into Mexico? Find that for tomorrow, because I want to lead with that. This is a lot of times there's big major stories that I barely mention, but it's been confirmed, and we already saw this coming. In fact, I already said this 2 years ago, but now it's confirmed. Obama, all over the U.S., has ordered through Holder, the Attorney General, to allow illegal guns to be shipped out of the U.S. into Mexico so they can call for restricting the Second Amendment here because of what's happening in Mexico. And you've now seen them call for making gun dealers report guns that they sell to the ATF, or restricting what guns they sell or how many guns they can sell outside of law, in the name of stopping the situation in Mexico, when they have a total gun ban down there. But the issue here is, you now have whistleblowers from inside the ATF confirming the government's trying to ensure more guns get down there so they can then trace them back to the United States and demonize the Second Amendment, when the lion's share of the guns the Mexican cartels are using are being bought from the Mexican military. But here's an example of false flag. In fact, a week and a half ago, I sent these articles to Watson and Kurt. I know they're busy guys, but I said, please write a story on this. The headline should be Obama caught in false flag. Obama caught shipping guns to Mexico in Second Amendment false flag, something like that. I mean, here they are, red-handed. Where are the congressional hearings? Where are the investigations? One big thing that we have going against us here is that so much is happening and going on now that in the past, maybe one of these articles, I would have harped on it for 3 hours. Now there's so much incredible tyranny proving everything we've said that I don't even cover half of it. All right. Here's a clip from a Max Kaiser's TV show. This hasn't aired yet. This hasn't been seen yet. And so he was harping on it. Here it is.
The dictator's dough, astonishing wealth of Gaddafi and his family revealed. The astonishing wealth of Libyan tyrant Muammar Gaddafi and his family has been laid bare as countries around the world begin freezing billions of dollars worth of their assets. The U.S. alone has seized $30 billion, while Canada has frozen $2.4 billion, Austria $1.7 billion, and the U.K. $1 billion.
And that money came in after the Patriot Act. A lot of it did.
All of it, yeah.
During a period of supposedly these new anti-money laundering, money for dictators laws. So here we have selective prosecution and a two-tier legal system. If you're a dictator, like Gaddafi, we'll take your money. We don't care who you kill, the name of America's donut franchises. But if you're a hardworking American, we treat you like garbage. We treat you like scum because we think you're just should be working as slaves on our Wall Street plantations. No, of course you should revolt. What are you waiting for?
Well, just as the U.S. government commission report into the military contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan said that it could be an understatement how much was looted and stolen, the same thing in this report. They're saying that these assets could be just the tip of the iceberg because that's the stuff that was in a like bank account with a number. They don't know where all the other wealth is hidden.
Right. Well, the first thing Americans should do is en masse, a million or 10 million should immediately pick a day in the future to coordinate using a Facebook type revolution, a million foreclosure walk away. Just walk away from your mortgages because the banks who sold you those mortgages are financing terrorism. As a matter of fact, you would probably save lives by walking away from your mortgage because every penny you give a Morgan or a Goldman Sachs, they just use it to fund terrorists and kill people and murder people and starve people. So do your species, the human species, a favor. Don't pay your mortgage. Don't give the cancerous terrorists any more of your money unless, of course, you want to live in a prison.
Okay, there's that clip that Max sent over to us. Now, continuing here with your Twitter questions, twitter.com/realalexjones, if you want to follow us there on the site. Let me read over some of these very interesting questions we got. I'll try to answer these quickly. Utah gold and silver accepted as currency. What are the implications? The implications are all over the world, gold and silver are emerging as the new world reserve currency as every major fiat currency is devalued in a coordinated fashion by the G20. So there is your answer on that front. People are really starting to get it and understand it, and we're starting to get the first inklings of local control as we continue to educate the public. That was from Esther. Here's another Twitter question. A topic on your show or website should be about the German stock market and how they bought the New York Stock Exchange. Well, Renee, you must have missed it, but we have covered that in at great detail, and it does show how this country is being completely bought out. Another important question. Why is the EPA considering regulating dust, yet quiet with all the toxins in the air, water, and food? Again, why is the EPA considering regulating dust, yet quite all right with toxins in the air, water, food, and dust? Well, that's a way to shut down farming. They're saying if there's any dust when you plow a field or pick cotton with a combine, if there's any dust, they're going to put fines on you. Then only big major agribusiness can buy the waivers. So it's another way to shut down our industry, shut down our operations. Just like Obama has given 1,040 waivers to major companies where they don't have to buy insurance, it's the same thing here. The globalists are given the waivers, then the small farm, you're going to have the control freak government bureaucrat coming on there saying that there was some dust or some mud from your cows walking around, ran into a stream, so they're going to fine you. It's just feudalism, a way to shut down their competition. Here's another one by Mythic Mystic. If we marched on the Federal Reserve, we can be victorious. It will be the Ragnarok of the New World Order. Do you think we should? ASAP. Ragnarok is the final battle in the Guder Dommerung, for those that don't know, between good and evil in the Germanic end of the world scenario, for those that don't know. If we march on the Fed Reserve, we will be victorious. It will be the Ragnarok of the New World Order. Do you think we should ASAP? Well, you notice 3 years ago, and this is in the Obama deception, that when we went out to protest the Federal Reserve in Dallas peacefully, the army was there spying on us. They know that's the real government. That's the illegitimate criminals they work for. That's the foreign bankers that hijacked America. And so they have the army there. And yes, I think people go and protest by the millions in D.C. and the politicians ignore you and the cops boss you around and it's all an exercise in serfdom. Everybody should be at New York Federal Reserve, Dallas Federal Reserve. You should be protesting these things 24/7. You should be hanging up flyers about them. You should be letting everybody know they are the evil occupational force. They are the problem. They are the crisis. They are the enemy. They are the illegitimate government. They are the fraudsters. Here's another one from Joe Hilarious. If the dollar devalues in the manner that Chapman indicated on Friday, what will happen to the stock market values? Oh, well, those will actually go up overall because the stock market's denominated in dollars predominantly, and so it'll take more dollars to buy the same stocks, and the yuppies won't figure that out. Here's another one. Did you hear about Amtrak barring TSA from some security operations? Yes, and Texas and a bunch of other states are moving to criminally charge TSA as the feds and their untrained goon force roll out nationwide. Okay, I'm just out of time now because I promised Ted I'd take a few calls. But I wanted to shift gears to Ted Anderson just briefly. Ted, gold and silver have gone to all new record highs today. Then there was some profit taking at about 11:30. Then they shot right back up. That is, for me, studying this in the last 11 years of it going up, usually profit takings for a couple days or even weeks. What does it mean that it would dip down and then shoot back up? I mean, that shows me that gold and silver fever has only begun.
Yeah, you're right about that, Alex. At about 11:30, there was some short selling that was occurring and pushed the prices down lower than where they were. I mean, this morning, silver hit a high of $36.71. We're almost at $37 silver. Do you realize just a week and a half ago, we were at $27 silver, almost up 10 bucks in 1 week. I mean, gold hit a high today of $1,445.30. I mean, we're hitting market highs that have never been seen before in gold. Silver has to hit $50 an before we can say that, but you have to go all the way back to 1980 when the Hunt brothers were manipulating. There's no question about it, Alex. This market's strong. I mean, at 11:30 today, the gold and silver market was dipping down below its opening price, and whammo, right back up again. I mean, the manipulation just cannot be cannot control the price, even though they're trying so terribly hard to do it. And of course, here's another $6.6 billion purchased again. U.S. Treasuries by the Federal Reserve System, another assault against the United States dollar, as though if we're dropping below $77 on the index, now we're in the 76 range. I mean, we're free falling, and we're falling faster than the other currencies are, and they're
going
down.
Meanwhile, the media is telling us everything's fine with the economy.
They sure are. I can tell you right now, Alex, all I can say is that people are way better off having silver than they are having this funny fiat money that the United States Treasury is putting out. And no better way to get it than to get your three videos and those silver dollars for $110. I just can't say it enough, man. Thousands of people are taking advantage of this. Your videos are being pushed out everywhere. And people are making copies and handing them out from there. It's like this, not only just a pebble in the pond and the ripple effect is going out. This is more like somebody's dropping a boulder in the pond and a tidal wave just occurred.
Well, resistance is victory. And now people are really listening to the films, the radio show. They're really paying attention because, you know, we didn't just start covering this 2 years ago like Glenn Beck. We've been covering it for 16 years and in full spectrum analysis. And that's why it is important. Three silver dollars for $110. That's with the free shipping and the three films, Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame on top of it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You got to tell folks it's the radio special to take advantage of that. But expanding on that, Ted, what are some of the other specials you've got?
Man, I tell you, British sovereigns right now are currently at 392, my price. If you call and you say you heard it on Alex Jones, they have gone well over that. Franks right now, 313. I mean, we have eagles. I mean, the buffalo coin. I mean, whatever it is, the survival bags of dimes. What a smart investment that is. I mean, there's just a whole long line of things that you should be getting into at this particular time.
Absolutely. And tell them it's the radio special to take advantage of the lower prices. Ted's got the best deals out there. Give him a call, 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted, for joining us.
Yep, you bet, Alex.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We'll be right back.
100% tomorrow. Have some very informative guests joining us, and I'm really wound up about the news, but couldn't really get my intellect firing today, but tomorrow I will. I didn't even really talk about Bill O'Reilly trying to demonize me last Friday. I'll do that tomorrow. There's just so much to cover, but I do want to jam in some phone calls right now. Bill in Connecticut, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. Thanks for making it in today, braving your illness.
Oh, you bet. Wild horses couldn't draw me away. Go ahead.
Yeah, you sound great, so I wouldn't worry about it. Regarding Max Keiser, is he unaware of what of Ken Fromm's prediction 4 months ago? Or because he seems like this is a spontaneous uprising in the Middle East.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I meant to bring up to him. In fact, I think I may even have brought it up to him that that Lindsey Williams said this was all going to be staged?
Well, you brought it up prior to getting him on the phone, but then you didn't bring it up directly with him once he got on.
Look, the people are legitimately revolting. The point is it's part of a larger plan. It's part of the Middle East being in turmoil so the bankers can cheat them on their T-bills.
Right. One last point. You had talked, this Google e-bomb, which has worked quite effectively. But I was thinking of what about a congressional email bomb where once a month we put together, or one of your writers or one of your articles could be amended to be posted as an email to all the congressional leaders, both in the House and the Senate. Maybe twice a month, once a month.
I don't think that's a bad idea. The issue is there are hundreds of think tanks and lobbying groups who do have those lists, who do send out emails themselves. And so I can tell you a lot of it gets ignored. What doesn't get ignored is handwritten notes or phone calls to their offices. But it's a good idea. I appreciate the points, Bill. Resistance is victory. Let's go ahead and talk to Mary in Texas. Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Love listening to you. I date back to the APFN, if you know what that is, American Patriot Facts Network, and
yes.
Citizens for Legal Reform in Dallas. And I got on board due to Waco when I went to help everybody in Waco as much as I could, investing people in jail and all this stuff in 93. That's how I got hooked up and learned what's really going on. And largely got scorned by everybody I knew. But thank goodness you're reaching a large amount of people and you're getting the word out. I have a couple of things to say. Don't anyone forget April the 19th. Let's all remember what happened. That was just a staging for what can happen to anyone else anytime.
They were seeing if they could get away with it. It was a beta test.
Right, and that's exactly what it was. And they even had people from Britain overlooking at this.
Oh, they even had Russians. It was all a laboratory. That was even in Newsweek, that they had Russian psychological warfare experts and British, and they all took part in the fun. It's all these governments against the people.
It was, and people run over by tanks trying to get out. But anyway, also I just want to mention about Libya. There will be troops deployed there, and this information comes off of a social network site. Well, a mother innocently saying that her son is being deployed. So we can expect to see that. I don't think this lady is.
They're massing the troops and ships and bases off the coast of Libya. So certainly. Anything else, Mary?
That's it. Just keep up the good work and remember April 19th.
Absolutely. Not only when they murdered those people at Waco and machine gunned them and then lied about it and then got caught lying about it, but when the feds bombed the Alfred P. Murrah building to demonize the states' rights movement. Great job, crew. Great job, everybody. God bless you. See you back tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.